I'm all about the good vibes, the good vibes. We about to have a good time. Leave my problems all behind, all behind. We living out the good life, yeah. I ain't gotta worry about a thing.
Oh no.
Had some obstacles I overcame.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to ever be the same.
Oh Lord.
Cause when we change the mind, we change the game.
Vision Podcast. I got another very, very special guest in the building tonight, all the way from the dirty south. We talk about Memphis, Tennessee, is in the building tonight. Miss singer, songwriter herself, Miss Lisa Knowles Smith. What's going on, Mama? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. First and foremost, you know, before we dig into everything else, how has the family been? How's everybody been throughout the whole pandemic and this year?
You know, we're just kind of like adjusting, just, you know. I think you gotta, sometimes you gotta learn how to win with the hand you've been dealt. So we're just trying to win, you know, even in the midst of everything that's happening, trying to stay positive, trying to create a positive environment and keep it moving. So you can look at it two ways. The glass is half empty or it's half full.
Right? Yeah. You know, I got four kids myself, so it's like, you know, with them being in here and COVID and stuff like that, it was some challenging things.
Absolutely.
That we had to go through, you know, and just praying every day for, you know, their mental to be right all the time. Right. And, you know, there's so many people out there in the world today that are going through so much mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and stuff like that. How have you guys been able to, you know, continue to keep your faith on high and continue to keep God first?
Well, I can relate to you in the sense that I have four children as well, married, you know, just kind of in the midst of it all. I think for me, because I would consider myself to be spiritual, huh? I can, you know, definitely relate to what the Bible says, to not be anxious about anything, you know, everything by prayer and supplication. So you have to make a conscious decision to not worry about stuff that we can't control.
Right.
The parts that we can, I make sure that I keep my kids safe. I make sure that, you know, we wash our hands, which we were doing anyway. Make sure, you know, that we just take the necessary precautions to make sure that we're doing our part. And then the rest of it, we leave up to the Lord, you know. That's all, because really that's all you can do. You know what I'm saying? It's really all you can do. But I think that's the best thing that you can do. A lot of times we try to handle stuff on our own, try to fix it, try to figure it out, work it out. Man, look, I'm going to do this right here. And then, okay, I need you to do the rest.
Right. Is that, 'cause like meeting them halfway, right? You know, it's like, you know, because my son, I tell people all the time, my son, my youngest son, Christian, he had leukemia back in 2018. Mm-hmm. And the doctors were saying, like, listen, it's going to be about a 300-day battle. And I'm just like, 300 days in a hospital? Like, I'm with that doc, you know? So, you know, God told me, like, just meet me halfway. And, you know, we started dancing for him and just putting on music inside the hospital room. And it's like, 149 days later, he's cancer free, you know? So talk about meeting halfway, you know, like we didn't even go before 300.
It goes to that, you know, the old saying, if you make one step,
yes,
you'll make two.
Yes.
The first thing we have to do is like make a step.
Right?
That's so dope. So glad to hear about your son's healing.
Thank you so much. Yes. So I want to get into, I want to shift a little bit. I want to go to Lisa version number one before, you know, everything with the songs and the Stellar Awards and all of that. Let's go back to, you know, because I was reading, you know, you've been singing since you were, what, 3 years old, correct?
Yeah, correct.
3 years old, and I'm reading the bio, and I'm like, oh, snap, okay, 3 years old. So what was that like, you know, 3 years old? Like, what kind of music were you into at that time, and how did that just come about? What was your inspiration?
Well, I was kind of born into a singing family. So my mom, my grandmother, my dad played the bass. So I was kind of born into a family who sang traditional music. And, you know, so as a kid, my grandfather was a pastor. That's all I was around, was church. So they tell stories about me being three and one the mic. They take the cord out of it and just give it to me and let me just wail. I often think about on What's Love Got to Do with That Little Girl That Was Singing, This Little Light of Mine. Oh, yeah, that was me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, giving it all I got. And, you know, from there, it just began to be a love for just the music. I played piano and, you know, just coming from a musical family, it's kind of just in us. So, right. You know, before all of this stuff, it was just the love and the passion for the music and how the music makes you feel. Because music has a way of sometimes making us happy. It makes us remember. It does so many things for us. So just the love of the music. Yeah,
you know, and you know, just going back to my son, man, or just my whole family in general, I think like music got us through like so much. And me being a dancer and stuff like that, like, you know, because I've been dancing for, you know, 17 years, and that has really gotten me through some really, really, you know, tough times, just music and dance and, you know, of course with God and everything. But, you know, with, I look at like music as some sort of spiritual medicine in a sense, you know, and it's like, it could just be like that one song that just brings somebody through. Whatever it is that they're going through, it's just bring them through. Like with your trials and tribulations and like, what was that song that just brought you through, you know, any type of storm?
You know, to be honest with you, one of my favorite songs happens to be Him, and it's Praise Him. Mm. I would listen to it like over and over again. Even now I get choked up on it when I sing it. By the time I get to the part where from the rising of the sun to the going down the same, it's just one of those songs that just sits well with my spirit, because if anybody knows me, they know I'm a praiser. I like to, you know, I get radical for Christ.
Yeah.
But I see in the midst, you know what I'm saying? So like you, you're a dancer, I'm a praiser. We kind of, you know what I'm saying? We the same.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of thing.
Put me on stage right behind you. I got your back.
I know you got me. You know.
Yeah.
So, but when I think about praise, I think about thanks automatically. You think about when you praise something or someone, it's because you're grateful. So for me, I'm always grateful for life, for this journey, the good, the bad. I have a story. I've been around a long time. I've been on the road for 30 years. God, He is worthy to be praised. He's been better than amazing to me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's 30 years on the road, your mother, your wife, you know, like, how do you juggle, you know, both worlds?
I think I always say the word prioritize. It's really important to know what the main thing is. And even though I minister all across the world, my first ministry is home. You know, my husband, my kids. I have, my oldest is 17, my youngest is 3.
Right.
So, you know, like trying to make sure that they see mama and not the artist.
Yeah.
I don't walk in here. My husband don't come in here and be like, Lisa Noel Smith, 2-time stellar. What, you know? No. When he comes home, he's like, "Where's dinner?"
Yeah. Where that at?
Where the chicken at? You know, whatever. Right. So I try to make sure that I prioritize my life, that, you know, my ministry at home is taken care of. Because I believe if you do everything and do it in the right perspective, in the right place, then it all falls in line. You know what I'm saying? Does that make good sense?
Absolutely. You know, when me and my wife, we've been married 4 years. We just celebrated our 4-year anniversary. And when we had our premarital counseling with our pastor, he brought up something that was really, really important that we stuck to the entire time. And it was creating our priority list. And with our priority list, I'm looking at it. It goes, you know, God, my wife, then my kids. And people are sitting there like, wait, how come you put in, you know, your kids after your wife? And I'm just like, well, when they get older, at some point in time, they're going to have their own wife or own husband, you know, they're going to go and do what they do, and I'm going to be with my wife still, you know? So I don't want 25 years to go by, and then we're getting distant just raising these kids, and I don't know who she is, right?
Absolutely.
So she's cool with being number two, not number one, number two, because God, you know, brought us together. So people
are absolutely
like, oh, snap, like, oh, I get it. You know, having that priority list is like
important. It's like the most important thing that you could do. And my family is the same. God, my husband, me, the kids.
Right.
Because ultimately, my husband and I, we always talk about balance in the family, you know what I'm saying? Stability and understanding our roles. Mm-hmm. So, although I'm very aggressive stage-wise, I'm very much what you would consider the biblical wife. Yes. I believe that we all have roles and, you know, things that we're supposed to do. My grandmother preached for years, like, about being a virtuous woman. What does that look like? You know, so it's a woman who takes care of her family that can be praised by her family. It doesn't say praised by the world, by the, you know, people who buy your music. It's by her family. So that's like number one on my list.
Yeah, this is so good because, you know, I believe in the times that we're living in today, I believe, you know, people need to hear that type of testimony more now than ever, right? I mean, if we're being honest here, right, we look on social media, we look on the news or somewhere else, and it's like mayhem. And us as the church, we got to be a lot louder, you know, giving people, you know, now I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, it's like,
come on. Cause I'm gonna keep it real type of girl. So
let's go. So if we keep it in funky, a lot of times we preach about, you know, the good side of God, right? But what about that other side of God? If you don't do what God told you to do in the first place, right? We don't talk about that. God's grace. Okay, yeah, that's cool. But what about what you're doing in the world? You know, you just can't be like, oh, a sin is a sin. You know, like, we understand that, but if you continue to walk in that way, like, guys, listen, that are listening right now, Lisa's about to drop, yes, I feel it coming, so
you,
go ahead.
My grandfather used to say stuff like, you don't want to make God angry. You don't want God to turn his face from you, you know? And I think something else my grandfather says, and I say all the time, he says that if we're obedient, that typically people say obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm. My grandfather would always say, if you be obedient, you won't ever have to sacrifice. Mm. So I think there is a certain level of instruction that we miss sometimes, even in the church, where we kind of stick with certain things because it's more cliche or it's more trendy or it's more popular. And we don't hit every, you know, dot every I, cross every T. And this family piece, I think, right now, like you said, it's a very important thing in the body of Christ. Me and my husband talk about it all the time. It's what our ministry is based on. Understanding that we have to have some balance. There are some things that are off balance because we're not talking about that in the church. We're not talking about you need a husband and a wife. You know, that's how you, we ain't talking about that stuff. So don't let me get deep on you. Don't let me get deep on you.
Man, listen, but this is that's the truth. Podcast. You can go all in. You know what I'm saying? We talk about it, and then God will do the healing. We just got to bring it to the forefront. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I talk about this, you know, I've been talking about this a lot, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it. My wife has been even, you know, opening up and being very, very bold in speaking about certain issues that we don't talk about in the church because, why? It's taboo, right?
Right.
We don't talk about sex. We don't talk about money. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about, you know, all the stuff or whatever that...
Come on.
We are supposed to be, you know, educating about, along with everything else. We leave that stuff out because we're afraid to talk about it, right? Now,
we're afraid that we're going to see ourselves in the stuff that we're talking about.
Right,
see,
right.
The problem is nobody wants to be vulnerable enough to say, I've made a mistake.
Right.
I have a problem. I had sex before marriage.
Come on,
I have a problem with money. I gamble. You know, that... Well, nobody wants to talk about that kind of stuff because you're going to go straight to hell if you do that.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But the truth of the matter is a lot of it hasn't been healed because it hasn't been acknowledged.
Right. And here's the thing. People are afraid of the truth, right?
Woo.
But how are you going to be afraid of something that's going to set you free? That's the crazy part.
So the question is, in the clutch, do they want to be free?
Do they? Right.
Do they? Huh?
Maybe they don't want to be free. Maybe they're okay being shackled. Maybe they're okay being bound. Maybe they're
because being bound is comfortable.
Yes. Yes. You know,
being bound, can you imagine visually what that looks like? Yeah. If I'm bound, I don't have to get hurt. I don't have to break myself out. I don't have to see that truth piece is going to cause a little bit of hurt sometimes, a little bit of, you know, people don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They'd rather be comfortable being bound. Mm. That's where a lot of the church is today.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And it's time to, what? Break the chain.
Break the chain.
We got to break the chain, man. So listen, everybody, if you are listening to this on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, make sure you share this with your mama, your uncle, your daddy, your uncle, your auntie, your grandma, your grandpa, abuela, abuelo. I don't care who it is. Make sure you share it with somebody, your stepdaughter, your stepcat. I don't care. Yeah. Make sure you share it with somebody because we are dropping some knowledge bombs right here with Miss Lisa Knowles Smith. Now, check this out, right? We as we're talking about this, you know, I know somebody out here is listening. They're like, oh, snap, they coming in right into my kitchen. That's right. We coming in and we about to cook that sweet potato pie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's about to go down. Now, with our youth, right? Mm-hmm. And I mentor a lot of youth, you know, and a lot of times I see them, they listen when I got them, you know, here, right? But it's when they go out there is when they forget everything else, right?
Right.
So, absolutely. So in your experience, you know, with young women or young men that you've experienced in life, what are some things you think may work moving forward so that they, you know, can understand and apply these things to not have to, you know, necessarily backslide?
You know, I think the best example, what I see is that they want the truth. They need to see us practice what we preach.
Right.
A lot of times I can speak about, because I had a, you know, and I'm not ashamed to say it, but I'm also not a victim of the things that I've done. I'm kind of victorious. God used those things for me to have a testimony that, so that I can share. So I had a baby at 19 and, you know, that was a bad thing in the church. I was singing and doing all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I try to take my experience. I tell them the truth, the raw. Like, I have a 17-year-old, you know what I'm saying? So I tell her the truth. I don't say, you know, I'm saved and sanctified. I'm trying to live right and everything right. No, I say, let me tell you what I did. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what it cost me. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what I had to give up. Mm-hmm. I gave up my life. Mm-hmm. I've been with a child since I was 19. I had to care for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So when I say that, it's like they go, So all that, you know, that going with your friends, hanging out, going to the movies, I tell them the truth. Because I think, for my daughter, she came to me when she turned 16 and said, Mom, I want a promise ring. I want to promise you that I'm gonna save myself until I'm married.
Mm.
She made that decision. I didn't make it for her, but I'm honest with her. I said, look, this is life.
Right.
And life is not fair. And life is not gonna be handed to you on a platter. I make it look good, but I just know how to win with the hand I've been dealt. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So if you can do anything, don't let experience be the teacher. Watch me.
Right. Right. Oh my God. We just had a conversation about that. You know, like, don't let experience be the teacher, because you don't want to go through what I went through. You don't want to go through what mom went through or what dad went through. You don't want that. You know, let the example in how they live and what you see from them now, let that teach you on what not to do moving forward. So many times that temptation comes in, right? That temptation comes in and it's just right there. And we can't be with our kids 24/7. But what we can do is continue to live right. And even if they go off, we gotta pray that they're gonna be like the prodigal son and find their way back home. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Kenny Clutch, the Dancing Dad here. We're gonna get right back to the show in just a minute. I know it's juicy, I know it's good, I know everything is so dope right now. But listen, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for rocking with us, thank you for being with us, thank you for loving with us, and thank you for sharing us with your friends, your family, and the rest of the world. We appreciate you and we love you. But now it's time to take things to the next level. It's time to take things to newer heights. It's time to grow. It's time to change the mind so we can change the game. And how we do that is with your help, by you becoming a sponsor. Yeah, that's right. We're not reaching out to anybody else. We're reaching out to the people that support us the most. You're the sponsors. And by you sponsoring this podcast with just 99 cents, $2.99, or even $4.99 a month, you're helping someone get out of depression, helping someone get out of that anxiety, helping someone with their finances, helping someone in their toxic relationship, helping someone's marriage. You, the fans, the listeners, you guys are our sponsors. So we appreciate you and we love you. We just ask that you go to the homepage and click the link that's right there to become a sponsor of the Clutch Vision Podcast. And let's change the mind so we change the game. One love. Back to the show. And
yeah, you know what I think? If I could just interject, I don't mean to cut you off, but you said something amazing. You said temptation. Mm. I think a big problem with church and Christianity, if you could say, is that we don't make anything look more glamorous than temptation.
Talk about it.
Temptation. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's deep when you think of it, that looking saved always looks boring, and it looks like you gotta give up. You can't have fun. You can't laugh. You can't go to a comedy show. You can't dance. You can't. Looking saved and living for God looks boring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to make it. And so temptation in the world looks more fun. It looks more glamorous. When you look at reality TV, they just look like they got it all together. They dress. They got nice cars. They got. Now, on the other hand, your grandmama and them look broke and busted and disgusted. Yep. And they've been going to church. They know Jesus their whole life. What has he done for them? You know what I'm saying? So I think that it's important that those of us who have a voice and who have people influence to make them understand that, like, you know what I'm saying? Being saved is like, it's like really cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, you think this is something. They live in a mansion, but when I leave here, I got a mansion that's not going to be made by man. It's going to be so dope. Like, it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't make it sound interesting.
Yeah. You know, and I was just talking to my daughter last night, right? So she lost, you know, so two friends in a car accident recently, right? And I'm talking to her, and she's, you know, she's crying, and she's just not understanding, because she's been losing a lot of friends lately, pretty much her age. And I think a couple years ago, she you know, a friend that transitioned, he had cancer, and then, you know, these two guys that were her friends, you know, she went to school with, they were in a car accident and stuff. And I asked her this question, well, what is God trying to tell you? You know, I was like, think about this. The whole neighborhood was at this funeral, and everybody was just there together. And a lot of people take death and then they look at it, you know, as a bad thing. I said, maybe their purpose was to show you guys to stop playing. Maybe God was using them to let y'all know, like, listen, you better, like, get on the ball, because I'm coming soon, and you never know when I'm going to come. Sometimes God does that. He will, like, in an instant, like, look, all right, let me grab these two. You guys are done. At 15, y'all done. You know what I'm saying? Y'all good. You know, and it's like, wait a minute. I thought we were going to be here till we was, like, 100, 200, 400. Right? No, that's not everybody. So what I had to tell her was, listen, when you die, you actually start to live. You know, I said, I mean, it's don't look at death as like that bad thing. You know, I said, listen, yo, they may have fulfilled, and they're good kids. They were good kids. And I'm like, yo, maybe they already fulfilled their purpose. You never really know what God's plan is, right? But you and the young people that are listening, right? And if you take it, Lisa has been on the road for over 30 years, right? Fulfilling purpose, following purpose, right? And I'm pretty sure it ain't for the money. It ain't for the fame or anything like that, right? Wow. And it feels so good because you're following your true purpose. And I'm just trying to paint the picture right here for you guys. And it's like, I'm telling her, I said, listen, now, you know, make sure that tomorrow you wake up and you go to work, because she works at a dog training company. So you go to work and you make the customers feel like $1 million. You make them feel amazing, because the last thing that you want is to die and people looking at you like you wasn't the greatest person in the world. You know what I'm saying? And as we're conversating here, like, you know, how do we, and is that, do you feel like the encouragement or whatever, like as adults, that we should encourage our, you know, our youth, you know, much more, not really saying don't do this and don't do that, maybe encouraging them and giving them their props?
Absolutely. I think I used to say something. I worked in property management for about 14 years on and off. I did that before I went on the road full time. That's what I did. I went straight from high school, went to college, start working in property management. That's what I did until I went on the road full time. But I remember one of the older ladies telling me something, like, she said, you can get more with sugar than you can with salt. And I never understood what that meant until I was, you know, a full adult. Because I was like 18, 19, maybe 20. I was really young. And then I remember thinking about that again, like in life sometimes we have to stop beating, especially our youth, because first of all, they can only do what they see.
Right.
And what's been glamorized, TV, music, different things that are depositing this type of energy and this type of, you know, stuff in their minds. So we have to take that and not say, don't do this and don't do that. And right. have to show them, listen, what is, I teach my daughter simple stuff like be nice, be polite. When we go to Hilton Chick-fil-A, so you see how nice they are? Then when we go to Crystal's and they don't even greet you. They don't say hi. They don't say nothing. Export corn puff, they just hand it to you, throw it out the window.
Right, throw it out the window,
I was like, you know what I'm saying? Little bitty things that I try to take life and make life a lesson. Not mistakes, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times people wait till your child makes a mistake or wait till you see them do something wrong and then you try to correct them. But no, everyday life is a lesson. It's a every day. Every day in this house. You know, we teach small lessons. Yeah. Close the blinds.
Right.
Because if you close them up, you can see down. If you close them down, people can see in. Everyday life is a lesson.
Ah, that's deep. That's deep. That's deep. I'm looking at it like this, right? Like taking life lessons. I think it was Les Brown. He said this. I use this all the time in my talks. He said, we have 1,440 minutes in a day. That means we have 1,440 opportunities to be successful. And I thought that was so deep because
when you look at it from that, can you imagine how much stuff you can do in a minute?
In a minute. Like, let's take this, right? When we post on Instagram, it's about a minute, some change. I mean, you got IGTV now, whatever, but for the most part, you take that one minute can change somebody's life, you know? Like just a song, just a certain amount of words or whatever, maybe just a chorus can just change somebody's life where they're like, oh snap, like that's it for me, right? And this is what we're saying, guys that are listening, this is what we're saying. And I said this in my speech, for those that you guys watched the Shift Makers event that we had a couple days ago, you know, don't chase money, chase the purpose. Right? Chase the purpose. This is my testimony right here. I used to be a chaser. I used to be like trying to chase bread, chase money, chase this, chase that. And meanwhile, my purpose is way back there on Route 130 somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going so far away from my purpose and I'm trying to chase money and I'm after it. But when you chase your purpose, watch the money just chase you so that that can fulfill your purpose so that you can supply and do more with it, guys. So we're just talking about chasing that purpose, like just driving. Man. You know, Lisa, I just want to know, like, where does your determination and your drive come from?
You know, to be honest with you, another part of my story is I grew up in a single parent home. My parents were divorced early age. I watched my mom work really, really hard, you know. Yeah. So we're doing music and she was working 3 jobs and you know, just all this kind of stuff. So in the midst of that, it taught me a certain level of independence, but also more importantly, a certain level of strength and hustle. You know what I'm saying? My mom taught me, she's like, anything you want to do, you can do it. Whatever it is that you want to do, which now I have a business. I own a record label. I do graphics. I do
consultations. Talk about it.
I have a women's conference. All these different things. Anything my mind thinks, I do it. Because I believe that this is really, really, I hope that some young person is listening and hears this. Because when you do what God has called you to do, it allows you to align in the will of God. So if you get in the will of God and not in the way of God, and I say this a lot, you will be surprised how God will continue to make ways for you.
Wow.
Get in his will, not in his way. In his way is, God, I really want this, chasing paper, you know, trying to get the money. Everything that I do so much stuff, and some of it, I don't even get paid for, and it doesn't bother me, because you know what happens? A person like me who hasn't been on the road traveling since March, God makes a way out of no way. Know what I'm saying? Like stuff, like looking at my bank account, I'm like, well, where did this money come from? Like, what is this? I did that like literally today. I was looking like, I'm going back any deposits, but this does not add up.
Right.
Because when you're in the will, God makes a way.
He makes a way.
Just stay in the will. Follow your passion. I love people. So that's what I do. I help people through my music and through my ministries and different things that I do. I started doing graphics to help people who couldn't afford to pay $500 or $600 for a great CD cover. Maybe they only have 50. That doesn't mean they shouldn't have good quality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I started doing a lot of stuff that I do just to be a blessing to somebody else. Mm. And because of that, God continues just to like blow my mind.
Amen. My pastor says this all the time. If it's God's will, it's God's bill. How about that?
Man, listen. That's it. That's it.
You know?
That correlates with it. If he brings you to it, he'll bring you right on through.
He got you. He got you. So let's talk about this real quick. You got a new single coming out called All I Want Is You in Testimony coming out this week. So let's talk about that. How did these two songs come about?
Well, actually, you know, All I Want Is You is a song that kind of echoes the sentiments of my heart, my family. And I think it narrows down to this. God, if you took everything, like in this pandemic, you took traveling away from me. I can't, you know, go places. Life as we know it has changed. Mm-hmm. But even when everything around you changes, what do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
So God, really, all I want is you. Mm-hmm. And everything that I need, you'll provide for me. So I teamed up with my little brother, Josh Brown, who produced the record. And we made an amazing song that just sits in my spirit all day long. Everything I need, you provide for me.
Too. Like you can, like, yeah. I was listening to it, you know, prior to our conversation. And towards the end of the song, I just felt it get real personal. And I'm just like, yo, this is deep, man. Like, this is deep. And it get personal. Like, guys, I'm putting it on Front Street, like, for real. And I mean that. Like, you know, you guys got to make sure you download. Where can they get the song at?
It's going to be available on all digital media outlets and wherever you stream your music. So Friday, midnight, it hits everybody. I want you to get it and let it speak to your spirit like it spoke to us as we were writing it. One line, everything I need, you provide.
Everything
I need, you provide for me. So,
And
the testimony was like a playoff of that kind of testimony is more churchy, which is what I'm kind of known for. I'm a real radical churchy type of singer.
Yeah.
But it was really this one line, and Josh penned this line, that you took my test and you made me my best. So I thank God for my testimony. That one line speaks to all of us. Everything that we go through, sometimes we think that it's like to try to destroy us or to make us bad. But sometimes God uses those tests to make us the best version that we can be.
Right.
And then it becomes a part of your testimony.
Exactly, guys. Exactly. Listen, I'm confident that this is going to bless you. This is the Kenny Clutch stamp of approval. I'm trying to tell y'all right now, like real rap, like it's going down. When y'all hear this thing, Friday, you might as well stay up Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just go stay up.
Stay up because it's dropping. What's that like? Thursday because it's going to drop on midnight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And drop that thing. You know what I mean? You might as well start the day off at 12 a.m. with this record. You know what I mean? In your playlist, you know? So now you got a virtual concert premiering August 2nd on Facebook and YouTube. So tell us about the virtual concert. What can we expect there?
Oh man, it's gonna be an experience. I keep saying that word over and over again. We kind of had just a good experience, a good vibe. Anybody who knows me knows that I like stuff that makes you feel good. I think it's when it comes from the heart, it actually reaches the heart. Like you can feel it. So this virtual concert is just gonna be a little bit an introduction of some of the music, this music that's gonna be dropping, and some other music that's gonna drop when the full record drops. But it's a whole like vibe. I'm a vibe. I'm a mood all by myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I get a band and singers, it's
straight up. It's on.
It's Kenny Clutch.
Hey, let's get it. Let me tell you something, yo. I was in the hospital and nurses and doctors would be walking in on us as we vibing and just jamming in the hospital. I'm like, look, cause you know what happened? They was bringing in these ukuleles with these people, like with the ukuleles trying to serenade my son and with the, like, I'm hip hop, yo. Like, I don't listen.
We need some. Hey.
I need that funk. Like, you know, where the funk at? I need that old school vibe or something because they I was like, y'all gonna kill my son with this. Like, yo, we might not make it out. Like, yo.
Right, no, we got to change the vibe, that energy. That's what I love about music, is it has the ability to just change a whole mood. You know what I'm saying? It makes you, music can speak life into you, or it can speak death, you know? Yeah. So it's really important. It's really important.
We talk about this all the time in a lot of the talks that I do. I always sit there. I start off with this first. My first lesson is setting the atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
Setting the atmosphere. Even when we go to church, what do we got to do in order for God to come in? Yeah, people just think, oh, we're going to go to church and God is already there. No, you got to invite him in. You know, you got to set that atmosphere. And you as a worshiper, absolutely, you already know you setting it up for him to come in. Talk about how important that is to setting the atmosphere in life.
Man, I think it's so important. I think it's probably one of the most important things that you can do, because I talk a lot about, you know, our language and what we speak and what we say. But the Bible is very specific. It's to speak those things that are not as though they were. So what are you speaking? Are you speaking positivity? Are you speaking healing? Are you speaking life? I have a quick testimony. My mom is an 18-year breast cancer survivor.
Hey.
And I remember when she was sick, when she first got diagnosed, she went to 6 months of chemo, 34 treatments of radiation. By the time she got her ports put in to get her radiation, I remember her saying, she never said, I'm sick. She always said, I'm healed.
Come on now.
They would say, what's going on with you? She'd say, I'm healed. Mm. You know, they would be asking questions like, oh, I'm healed. Don't worry about it. I'm healed. We're not going to talk about, our language is not going to be that we're victims. Our language is always victorious. So you got to be careful what you say. If life and death is in the power of your tongue, then just imagine what you can shift in the environment just by speaking positive. I'm going to be a millionaire one day. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be, you know, whatever it is, say it.
Say it.
Put it out there. If you speak God's word to him, it cannot return void to you. He's not going to, you know, let you believe something and then not bring it to pass. Whatever it is, even if it's the smallest, minute, little bitty thing, God can handle it. He can do it. Say it. Speak it. Put it out there.
You got me revved up.
Don't let me preach. I'm a minister too.
Like, I'm, come on now. I'm about to drop a collection plate at real quick. Let me drop that in there real fast. So, like, but it's true. Everything that you're saying is true. Like, you got to speak life. Like, we talk about this all the time. And if you set that positive atmosphere, watch how things just change for you in your life. Watch how you walk different, you talk different, feel different, right? And there are so many people out there right now that are fighting tooth and nail, and they don't know how to break that chain. And it's because, number one, your atmosphere is just all off. You gotta reset your atmosphere. Now that may hurt a little bit for some people, if we keeping it real, because you may have to get rid of somebody that you love. Because that person is very, very toxic in your life.
Yes.
And they're messing up your atmosphere, which means they're messing up the blessing that God may have for you.
Absolutely.
So we get tough, but we don't get tough enough, right?
Absolutely.
We tough when it comes to the soft stuff, but we not tough when it comes to the hard stuff, right?
Hard stuff.
And it's like we have to understand that if you really want purpose out of life, if you really want to be fulfilled, setting that atmosphere, guys, is so, so important. Like, we did not allow any negativity to come into the hospital room. Period.
Yeah.
There were people, like, my wife is a firecracker, right? So, you know, the Spanish women.
I like her already.
She a firecracker. So, you know, the Spanish women, they come out, they ready to go. There were nurses and techs and doctors that would come into the room if they had like a negative vibe towards them, attitude. Hey, you got to go. No disrespect, but this is my son's life we talking about. You got to go. Guys, you can't be afraid to stand your ground when the enemy is after you. Because when the enemy is after you, you cannot sit here and allow him to take your blessing from you.
Mm-hmm. The enemy is not going to take it easy on you.
No.
The Bible is specific in 1 Peter. It said that the enemy is looking for whom he can devour.
Come on.
What does devour mean? It means like to destroy. I'm going to tear you apart. That's what he wants to do. But then there's also in Philippians, where it talks about the peace of God. Mm. We think whatsoever things are positive, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever, you have to make sure that we ask for the peace of God. We really want peace, peace in our space, peace in my house, peace. I'm a big stickler for, I don't just allow any and everybody in my house.
Yes.
Because they bring stuff with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Your vibe, if your vibe is off, then you bring that in my house. Right. I don't do that. My house is not a sanctuary. This is where my family is, my husband, my kids. Right. So if it disturbs my peace, you can rest assured it's not going to be in my vicinity.
Nope, nope.
That means people, that means whatever.
Yes. And it goes the same, and it goes vice versa. Like my kids, like no diss to anybody, but we just don't let our kids go over just anybody's home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know what spirits are in that home, who's been in that home, who what spirit left something in that home.
What you teaching in that home.
What you teaching in that home, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you they can come over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me screen them first. They can come with the vibe or whatever, and let's see what's up.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not afraid to do that. Like, look. Like,
me either.
Nope.
I got into some heated arguments about that. Too bad.
Listen, God gave me, you know, dominion over these kids right now. So I'm responsible, right?
I'm responsible.
And you know, like, I'm going to go in right here real quick because God just dropped it. The Bible says, you know, to train a child in the way that he should go, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, a lot of parents may not be doing that, right?
Yeah.
If we're keeping it funky, we get to a point where it's like, okay, yeah, it's all right to go that way. It's all right to go here. It's all right to go there. It says, train the child in the way that he should go, not in the way that they want to go. You know what I'm saying?
Should go.
Right? Now, whether they go that way or not, you know what I'm saying, is not necessarily on you because God gave them, you know, free will just like he gave you.
Absolutely. But he didn't tell us to worry about that. He said, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old,
they will not depart.
That which you have instilled into them, they won't depart from you. They know better. That's what that word is saying. They know. Because you taught.
Because you taught.
So whatever it is that comes out of them later on in life, it ain't because they don't know. Because they know.
They know. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to get to this. You have the Loving Me Again virtual women's retreat. Now, you've already done one of these, and you've had over 300 women come to this event, you know?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a second. You know, Loving Me Again, what was the spark to that? What did God drop in your spirit, and how did that come about?
Oh, man. When I was about 20, around about the time I had my daughter, I was going through this stage of trying to figure out who I was. Like, who am I? What is happening? So I had like a come to Jesus with myself when I was 30, and I realized that a lot of the treatment and a lot of the heartbreaking stuff that I went through was a mirror of how I perceived myself.
Right.
So I started saying, I'm loving me better because you can only love me like I love me. So it birthed this Loving Me Again retreat. I got on Facebook one day and I was like, look, I haven't been in Birmingham, Alabama, because I live in Alabama now. Okay. Who's going to come? 300 women came. It's like, wow. Yeah. I didn't know a lot of, you know, so many women. And so it was just an awakening for a lot of us to understand that you got to be important to yourself. For our culture, the matriarchs of the family and many other cultures, the women are the matriarchs.
Yes.
We're kind of the backbone of the family. We make sure that the kids are fed, that the husbands are good, the house is clean. That's kind of what we're taught. And if we're not good, if I'm not good, then how does that affect my kids?
Yeah.
So I think it's really important that we are good. Mm-hmm. And that birthed the Loving Me Again Women's Retreat.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's going virtual this year because of course, pandemic. But I didn't want to cancel it. I know that a lot of women look for, they've made like friendships and sisterhood packs and all kind of stuff where they just meet at my event. So I didn't want to just say, well, we're not going to do it. So we're going to go online. We're going to have a virtual pajama party and a virtual workout session and empowerment session where we speak life and try to encourage everybody that, you know, hey, 2020 has not been what we expected, but thank God we're still here.
The shift is coming. You better believe that. The shift is coming right now. So listen, September 18th and 19th, guys. September 18th and 19th, it is going down. Listen, ladies, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to post this on my Instagram as well, too, because I got 89%, you know, females that follow me on Instagram. So, ladies, listen, if you want to be empowered, if you want to feel great, if you want to find yourself again, okay, listen, your man at home, he needs you to go ahead and get right. So sometimes you got to go step away to go get rejuvenized. You know what I'm saying? You got to get yourself right. You got to make sure that you get yourself right, because if you're managing the home, you know, how can you manage the home if you're not loving yourself too? You know what I'm saying? Right. So ladies, this event is super, super important. I'm going to be promoting it on my Instagram. So make sure you guys go ahead and check it out. I'm going to make sure we have a swipe up link wherever they can get tickets and come in, because this is important. This is important. This is about serving, and this is about making sure that our women are taken care of as well too, you know? So I'm actually going to like send this to my wife, because this may be, you know, something that she can enjoy as well too, especially if it's going to be online, you know? Like, I'm going to go ahead and like see if I can get the kids away for, you know, a while, just to give her the whole house to herself and go have at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she needs that. She needs that. I know she does. All of us, we have those moments. We need it.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, I look at it like this, you know, for men, we have to understand that there are, you know, certain needs for a woman that we have to provide. That first need statistically is security. That's number one. You know, the first need of a woman is security, you know, and yes. the second need is, you know, pretty much non-sexual intimacy. And we have to understand that men, we have to make sure that we are providing that for our women, right? But on the flip side, right, guys, what do you want? We always want, the first number one need for a man is honor. But how can a woman, you know, honor you if she can't go ahead and make sure that she ain't right within herself as well, too? So that's why this event is super important. Men, if you want to be honored at home, you know what I'm saying? Listen, just take the kids. You be all right. You be all right for 2 days.
You can handle it. Yeah.
Be all right. You know what I mean? They did carry for about 9 months now.
Listen.
You know what I mean? You will be all right. So just, you know, football season will maybe be happening. So we'll
maybe. See. I was a big football fan, so he's hoping that football season happens.
Listen, I'm a super Dallas Cowboy fan. You know what I'm saying?
Over he's a 49ers fan, so yeah.
Hey, man, you know. So,
that's the only thing about you we don't like is that cup. No, I'm just saying.
We'll be all right. We'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't none of us win the Super Bowl last year, right? You be all okay. Right. Still ain't win it, though. So, I'm so check this out. With the COVID-19 and the social injustice and all the things that's happening in the world, I've been hearing this word shift, you know, from God, you know, for the past couple of months. And we just put on an event called Shift Makers.
Yeah.
I ask everybody that comes on the podcast, you know, this one question. You know, let's imagine that there's 7 billion people that live on this planet, a little over that, right? Right. Let's imagine that everybody's ears are open to Lisa Knowles Smith at this moment right now. Mm-hmm. And we're in the second half of 2020, when the first half of 2020 was a wild one, right? What words, what encouraging words do you say to them to get them through to this next, on the second half? You know, we just came out of halftime. What's the halftime speech that you would give to them to gear up?
You know, you use the word shift, which I love. Mm. And I've been using the word reset. Mm. My husband, who's also a minister, he said, you know, God has given us an opportunity to reset ourselves. Mm. So when you think reset, it's like start over. When you reset your cable box, when you reset, you know, whatever it is that you're resetting, you're hoping for it to start over and work right. Mm. Oh, man, that was so good. Mm. I think that he's given us the opportunity to reset ourselves,
right.
Shift the way we think, shift the way everything that we've done things, everything before now, you got to just throw it all away.
Yeah.
Reset. I think that God has given us the opportunity to use our gifts, just think about it. We're more creative now. We're finding all kinds of ways to be innovative during this time. Use the things that God has instilled into you, those thoughts, those ideas, those business plans, all of that stuff. Now is the time to get aligned, realigned, so that we can be prosperous. Why is it that everything around us can prosper but the body of Christ?
Right.
Because we are not, we're off. We're offline. Yeah. Our internet is off. Our resources are off. We have got to hit that reset button. Mm. Once we reset, then we can shift.
There we go. There we go. There we go. Listen, guys, use your gift to make the shift. All right?
Oh, man.
Come on now. Use your gift to make the shift. That's what we got to do right now. Second half of 2020, guys. We're going to win. We're going to win. God is going to bring us through. He's going to get glory out of this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not going through this for nothing, y'all. We're not going through this for nothing. Church, it's time to speak up. It's time to be loud, and it's time to be bold. Stop sitting there, you know, sitting in the wind and everything.
Like, idle.
You know what I mean? Sitting idle. Like, no, it's time to speak up and be bold about that. And don't be mad. Don't worry about if you're going to offend somebody, because the word that's offending them is the word that they actually need at the end of the day.
Need.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we listen, man, we can go all day, but I want to play a game. I want to play a game with you. Okay.
Okay.
So ready? All right.
I'm ready.
So the game is called In the Clutch. I'm Kenny Clutch, and this is In the Clutch. Okay.
Okay.
So I started a dance. My first company was called In the Clutch back in 2009. And okay. It's INDACLUTCH. Okay. Mm-hmm. Inspirational dancers creatively linking upon the culture of hip hop. Okay. INDACLUTCH. Inspirational dancers creatively linking upon the culture of hip hop. So I'm going to give you one letter, and you give me a positive or motivational word that goes with that letter.
Okay.
Cool?
Okay.
Ready? All right, here we go. Ding, ding. C.
Creativity.
L.
Love.
U.
Understanding.
T.
Trust.
C again.
Compassion.
H.
Healing.
That's clutch. Miss Lisa Newell Smith is in the building, y'all. Yes. We did it. This is such an awesome conversation. I gotta have you back on the show.
Anytime, man. I'd love to come back. I appreciate you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I got a chance to check out your Instagram. You're absolutely amazing and so inspiring. So is your family, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. So shout out to Instagram. Where can the people find you at? And remind them to make sure that they download the new single that's coming out.
Bingo. Please make sure that July 31st, Friday, you get this new music, All I Want Is You, and Testimony by myself, Lisa Noel Smith. I'm everywhere. I'm on Instagram. I am Lisa Noel Smith. Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok. And I believe if anybody's left, I may still be on MySpace. I don't know.
Yes.
But I'm everywhere, and I'd love to connect.
Where's Tom at?
I know, right? Where is Tom now? But I'm just trying to stay connected and trying to love on the people who love and support everything that I do. So follow me. Let's stay connected. And I try to interact with everybody. Also, my website, IamLisaNoelSmith.com. You can get all the information there about the retreat, about everything that I'm doing. It's all there.
Awesome. So guys, make sure you guys go ahead and like, subscribe, comment below. We will make sure that we have all that information in the description in below. So make sure you guys go ahead and share this with your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your auntie, your grandma, your grandpa, abuela, abuelo, I don't care who it is, your stepdaughter, your stepcat, your stepdog, your step iguana, I don't care who it is. Go ahead and make sure you share this video with somebody who needs it, share this podcast with somebody who needs it. Give us a like on the YouTube thumbs up. And if you are watching this on Apple, Google, or any other platform that we got, I just lost it there, but we're going to keep it going. Give me a nice little review, 5-star review, if you guys are enjoying this podcast, the Clutch Vision Podcast, the most positive podcast in the world today, giving y'all that positivity, but also giving you that real to make sure that you guys get to that next level. So remember, like we always say, when we change the mind, We changed the game. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow will worry about itself. And today is all we got. And today is all we got. To make sure we impact today the best way we know how. It's your boy, Kenny Clutch, on the Clutch Vision Podcast. I'll check y'all next time. Peace.